I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries. This is actually going to be a special FPL show because we have Chief, of course, over from at FPL Hints. Glad to have you on. Now I'm going to go on a bit of a rant. I tried the elusive free hit last week on match week 31 and broke the 100 club, and people were talking about how great a play it was. But in a rare moment of self-castigation, I'm actually going to talk about why it was not the right play for me. And of course, would love to get your take on it. My free hit ended up being Pickford, Baines, Ake, Shaqiri, Zaha, Mounier, and Deeney. I already had Robertson, Salah, Stanislas, and Firmino. So if you're keeping track, none of the players that I use on my free hit actually landed. Oh, aside from Stanislas, sorry. So I was thinking, this is probably a massive failure. Then somebody mentioned that I may have made up the difference with the fact that I had, what, five, seven players get at least 2 points. So then I broke it down. If I had not used my free hit, I actually would have had Milivojevic in the side, who I pushed to the bench for Zaha. Milivojevic obviously scoring a penalty. If I had not used my free hit, I would have had 96 points. With my free hit, had 102. So this is in a vacuum, because obviously the way the rest of the season will pan out is what the show is about. So we'll get to that in a second. But overall, in a one-week vacuum, I think actually using my free hit, while potentially the right call, if I had played Tosin, obviously then that's a huge boost. If I had gone with Jordan Ibe or something like that, it would have been a bigger boost. But the fact that Shaqiri and Zaha both blanked, and I was riding very high on both of them, the fact that Everton weren't able to keep a clean sheet, only one team kept a clean sheet. And that was Crystal Palace. So I think all in all, in retrospect, the free hit ended up being a mistake for me this week. We'll see how the rest of the season pans out. But for a single week, using a whole chip just to get 6 more points, I don't think was the correct play. What did you make of that choice on my part? And how did you use match week 31?
Yeah, so for match week 31, I didn't play my free hit. But I've got a quick question. Had you not played your free hit, how many playing players would you have had?
If I had not played my free hit, I would have had just one, two, three, four. I would have had five, and it would have been saved by Salah's just ridiculous day.
Exactly. I mean, one thing we've got to make it absolutely clear from the start is that there is no single strategy that is, you know, 100% correct. And every manager will be in a different predicament. So, you know, there are different strategies, and it just depends on the state of your team. So, you know, we knew about blank game week 31 in advance. So for me, I slowly but surely prepared my team. You know, each week I was buying players that were influenced by blank game week 31. But so thankfully, I had 11 starters, didn't play my free hit, and I ended up with 102 points.
We ended up now, on the same points tally. That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. But look at the downside, though. I sold Otamendi early, because I thought, oh, he's not going to keep clean sheets against, you know, Arsenal, Chelsea. You know, it's best to sell him for Van Dijk. And the irony was that Van Dijk didn't keep the clean sheets and Otamendi did. And then I stupidly, I actually bought Bernardo Silva, right, when there was some, I think when Sané got injured and he wasn't doing too well. I was like, well, you know, Sané's going to come back, get rid of Bernardo Silva. Then he started scoring points because I bought Theo Walcott or someone else instead. So for me, there was, you know, had there not been a blank game week 31, I probably would have scored more points in the run up to it. And, you know, I probably would have had 8 or 9 players and then, you know, just hope for the best. So planning wise, I hemorrhage points, but then thankfully I was able to, you know, jump up from 160K to 106K as a result of, you know, Mohamed Salah doing spectacularly for me. But then everyone captained him, right?
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Stanislas, he, you know, his points helped me massively. The 10 points
at the death as, you know, well, big, had been a very frustrating matchup until that point.
Big, that was a big, you know, big one for me. Apart from that, like yourself, I had 2 points from Pritchard, Wilson, Ducore, Coleman, Baines. You know, I had a lot of 2-pointers as well. And had it not been for 58 from Salah, 7 for Firmino, 6 from Van Dijk, you know, I would have been, you know, in the sub 100 club. So it's interesting how we both got the same amount of points, yet you used a free hit and I didn't. But then I feel in the run up to it, I hemorrhaged points. Whereas I'm guessing you were not selling, you're not buying a lot of players in the run up to blank game week 31.
True.
Because did you know that you were going to use your free hit beforehand, or was it like an impulse on the eve of blank game week 31?
I wasn't shocked by match week 31. Basically, what I had noticed was the teams that were set to have double game weeks potentially in 34, I actually had a weird amount of shares of. Because I had multiple Swansea players, I have a Burnley player, I have a Crystal Palace player, I obviously have Tottenham players, and I brought in kind of Maguire on a whim after he had like those 3 clean sheets in a row. And so coming into 31, I kind of noticed that my team was set up to actually survive the blank game week. And I brought in a lot of players that I thought had good rest of season fixtures, like Liverpool and Tottenham have incredible fixtures through the rest of the season. Tottenham just have Chelsea and City. Liverpool have no one, if memory serves, of significant concern. Obviously, they don't double, but they don't blank either, which is very good for continuity if you aren't going to use those chips. And so, yeah, going into 31, I realized that the team I wanted in match week 32 was my team. And so then use that as a premise of, well, if I don't want to get rid of the players I already have, I can just free hit. The whole point of it is you just bring in a whole bunch of players. And let's be honest, a lot of us don't want to keep those players anyway. I mean, if you had Tosin or Stanislas or maybe Ibe, then you want to keep them. But you probably already own Firmino and Salah. You probably already own a Liverpool defender. Like I have Robertson, you have Van Dijk. So the players that I brought in, as I mentioned, aside from Stanislas, got me no extra points. And so going in, I kind of knew I didn't want to keep those players. I much preferred my current players. And so that's what led to the free hit, is they were beneficial this week. And there were more teams blanking this week than we'll have in 35, regardless of how things shake out. And so I just kind of looked at it as, this is when I need to get a crap ton of players that I don't really like long term into my team, and then revert to my team that I love for 32. Now, the one problem that happened with this is, knowing that this had been my plan, I had not been bringing in players, as you pointed out. But then Kane and Aguero picked up injuries within 2 days of each other. And I have the Kane-Aguero front line. And so that match week 32 all of a sudden is looking a little scary, because I don't want to sell Kane, even though his price is dipping, which is frustrating at this time in the season. I don't want to sell Kane because, A, we're hearing very positive things that he's already off his crutches and stuff. I don't know if it's Chelsea, but it's probably the week after. And then I need him for 34. I'm not going to transfer him out and then try to bring him back in. So I just have to bench him. Aguero, his orange flag turned yellow over the last couple of days, so maybe he'll be starting. So that kind of threw a wrench in it. But no, my match week 30 plan had changed basically as soon as I saw how many players I had that I liked their remaining fixtures and how many of them were going to double likely in 34. Although we don't know that yet, which we'll get into in a second.
Absolutely. And one thing that we do know, because this is an important point, that, you know, we're based on, you know, previous seasons, we're assuming there will be a double game week 34 and a double game week 37. And what we can say for certain is that as a result of the FA Cup matches results over the weekend, there is definitely going to be a blank game week 35. So, you know, this is what we know so far. Some teams won't have any double game weeks. So Crystal Palace, Everton, Stoke, Watford, Liverpool, and West Brom, no double game weeks. Then you've got those that will have at least, well, will have one: Arsenal, Burnley, Manchester City, Newcastle, Swansea, West Ham, Bournemouth, and I think Huddersfield. And then you've got those that have or should have 2 double game weeks. That's Brighton, Chelsea, Leicester, United, Southampton and Tottenham. And for me, it's all about those teams, you know, for the double game weeks and the planning. But I just wanted to also, you know, add this big caveat with, we're talking about Liverpool players as well, that, you know, double game weeks are all well and good, but you can't just chuck all your non-double game week players out because, you know, they don't have doubles. You know, like you look at Liverpool, their remaining home games, home to Bournemouth, home to Stoke, home to Brighton, I think it would be an incredibly crazy choice to sell Mohamed Salah right now. So, you know, inevitably, even when you activate your bench boost, it makes sense having those sorts of players in your team, even if they haven't got two games. And yeah, with double game weeks, I mean, on that note, so what are you proposing, Kevin? What is your provisional strategy at this stage?
Yeah, first of all, completely agree with you on Liverpool. Like, for the double game week in 34, Liverpool have Bournemouth. Do you really think that Salah isn't going to score in that one? I mean, recent track record suggests he'll score against anyone except Manchester United if they basically shield three players over to him.
And Bournemouth have conceded the most amount of goals at home. Again, I don't want to misquote, but a crazy amount of goals at home.
Yeah. So my current strategy is very dependent on where the Swansea, Burnley, and City matches lie. If they all fall in 34, I already have 12 players that are in double fixtures. And that's why I was saying why I used the free hit when I did, is because I'm already weirdly, and that was not a strategy. Obviously, we didn't know which teams were going to advance in the FA Cup.
That's right.
It just happened that I had heavy shares in a lot of those teams. So if those all happen in 34, I'm just bench boosting outright. I have 2 weeks in between, so I could get up to 11 players easy to start with. I already have 12. I could get up to 14 total before I bench boosted. Whether or not I would do that, that would mean I'm getting rid of one of Robertson, Salah, and Firmino. And as we mentioned, they have very easy returning schedule, except for Chelsea, which I did forget earlier. Chelsea away, but they'll never mind. I'm not going to make that comment. I'll just jinx Tottenham. So my current plan is if those matches land, then I'm just bench boosting. I might bring in one or two more players, but I'm actually set up very well for that blank game week. I already have 9 players that are eligible for my blank game week. So just depending on where I want to add my weight, this is one of the reasons we're doing the show, is we were talking about this on Twitter a little bit. And what I was going to mention in this huge over 240 character tweet was that my strategy was more about limiting the damage from blank game weeks than accentuating the strengths of double game weeks. Because I would rather have a high floor than a high ceiling, just as myself. As Kevin DeVries, and in life and in fantasy, I would much rather know that I'm going to do pretty well than take a shot at doing amazingly. That's largely how I was building this around, was how do I minimize the damage in these blank game weeks? And like I said, I have 9 players currently lined up to go then. So when it comes down to a choice between making sure I have 14 players in match week 34 versus making sure I have 10 in match week 35, I think that's actually what I'd be building towards. Was making sure that I have at least 10 for 35 when I already have 9. Assuming all of this happens the way we want, and Swansea, Burnley, City all play in 34, then I would wild card in 36 to bring in any of those infinity teams that have matches. Arsenal, Bournemouth, Brighton, Chelsea, Huddersfield, Leicester, United, Newcastle, Southampton, and Tottenham all look like they're going to have a double game week. Burnley, City, Swansea, and West Ham might, depending on where they put their fixtures. So then my plan is to wildcard in 36, bring in those players, and 37, put the triple captain on Kane. While we don't know what the fixtures are, I'm very confident that he'll be back by then, but it'll be any two of West Brom, Newcastle, and Brighton. West Brom likely already going to be down, Newcastle and Brighton probably likely to already be safe, I were to take a guess now. And none of them fantastic defenses to begin with. Although Brighton are phenomenally average in every category. Seeing how Kane ended the season last year, putting the triple captain on Kane against two of those three defenses is something I'm very comfortable with. And then 38, I just let ride. So for those playing at home confused about all that whole diatribe I just went on, free hit was in 31. bench boost in 34 with as many as 12 to 14 players. I'm fine for blank game week 35. Don't have to worry about anything. Have 9 already. We'll probably aim to have 10. Wild card 36. Triple captain 37. And then just let 38 ride when things get funky anyway. We all learned like 2 years ago. Because you remember that we tried to... Was it a double game week 38? I don't remember. I just remember everybody triple captain Kane. And that was kind of probably a split bag for you as a Newcastle fan. Didn't you win like 4-1 on the last day of the season?
I think that was... It was when we got relegated.
Yeah.
And we had nothing to play for. And yeah, we just hammered Tottenham on the last day of the season. But that wasn't
a good double. And Giroud had a hat trick against Villa, I think. Sorry, just weird memories coming back. Like that same day.
That was that 2014-15?
Maybe.
I can't remember. Yeah. It wasn't when Spurs blew the title race because we weren't in the Premier League. Yeah, I remember the match. We hammered unexpected. We just hammered Tottenham.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Yeah. But anyway, the moral of the story is don't do things in match week 38. That's why I'm just kind of let that ride from what I do in 37. What are you planning to do? Because as I am pretty confident from what you just said that you have not yet used your free hit. So do you have all of your chips left?
Technically speaking, I don't have all of them left now because I activated my wild card on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to quick word on your strategy. I think you're in a really good situation. You're in a good situation with your blank game week preparation. You're gonna have 9 players. You're not wild carding now because you've already got a healthy amount to bench boost in double game week 34. What's to worry about? Although you've not, my strategy is slightly different. I think you're in a good position. So well done.
Thank you very much. What is yours?
So and again, this is applicable if you've got all your chips. I, to be honest with you, didn't really have a strategy until a good few weeks back. I was watching the FPL show with Mark from Fantasy Scout talking about planning. And, it got me thinking, actually. And, for a person in my situation, I felt this was the best approach. So, I've wildcarded. My plan is, well, firstly, blank game week 31, no hits. I had 11 players. That was great. But then the problem is I don't want to be lumped with, Bournemouth, Tottenham.
Yeah, as we mentioned.
Huddersfield players, exactly. I have to get rid of them. So wildcard makes sense immediately. Wildcard double. Wildcard now during the international break. Hop on some of those price rises if there will be some. I know Lukaku's already rised, Silva's already rised. So, I don't really care about price rises at this time of the season, but it's a bonus nonetheless. And you've got time to think, and you've got a good 2-week period to see what sort of team you want. So the plan is after that, bench boost in double game week 34, free hit in blank game week 35. Triple captain in double game week 37, and that's it. But what I wanted to say was that, again, because we don't have the double game week 34 fixtures and the double game week 37 fixtures confirmed, a lot of what I'm doing is based on speculation. And, the person who I strongly recommend right now, if you want information on double game weeks and blank game weeks historically and speculation of what is or may happen, is go to Twitter at Ben Crellin, BenCrellin. He's got so many different permutations of what can happen, what is likely to happen, and I've got no doubt I've probably plagiarized some of his things in what I've said as well. So by all means have a look at what he's suggesting as well. But one thing I'm really keen on with my wild card, because I'm using it now as opposed to yourself using it in double game week 36, is I'm trying to get players in who are likely to have 2 double game weeks. So I think I've touched upon this, that it's highly probable that Brighton, Chelsea, Leicester, United, Southampton, Tottenham will hopefully have 2 double game weeks. So my wild card is influenced by that. My logic is this. There's a famous quote from Paolo Maldini where he says, if I have to make a tackle, it's because I'm not doing my job right. And in my instance, if I have to make an additional transfer, it's because I'm not playing the game properly. So I'm trying to do the planning in such a way where I can limit my transfers between now and the end of the season. You know, no doubt I'm going to take a few hits here and there, but I want to do it in a way whereby I can, you know, I can limit the transfers. And, you know, it's just, you know, obviously you're looking at the fixture runs ahead as well. It's about those there are a lot of known unknowns right now. So again, you've just got to, you know, look at what we know with the two double game week teams and, you know, plan it with them. That's going to be my focus right now. And I'm just want to, you know, the kind of players in my wildcard squad right now, again, this is just my team as it stands. This isn't confirmed. I've got De Gea, got Mahrez, Son, Lukaku, Aubameyang. You know, these sorts of players are, you know, they're in my squad because I feel they've got good fixtures and they've got at least one double game week. So, you know, that's what's influencing me. But ultimately, you know, we've talked about our situations, Kevin. But what if you don't have a triple captain chip? What if you don't have a free chip as well? I mean, you know, you mentioned, you know, with yourself, you're going to wild card later on. But there are some people who don't have a free hit. They can wild card in 32, 33, build a team for 34 and 37, and take hits during blank game week 35 if they really had to, for some of the players. Mm. And then you've got, you know, I mean, just a quick question. When we had that double game week in January, were you tempted to triple captain Kane?
I was not. No. I don't know why. It just never, wasn't an allure to me. Maybe part of it was that kind of old school instinct of having to use our second wild card in January that I was like kind of like thinking, oh, I don't want to use them yet. Obviously, that was not the case this year, as we're all talking about using our wild cards 2 weeks from the end of the season or 4 weeks from the end of the season. I weirdly wasn't that allured by that one, which is great because that did not go well for the three. People that did he score one or none?
Not literally. He literally got one. I think in the first game he because
oh,
what
he
happened
didn't
was
start the first one.
Didn't start the. I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't. He had basically had 1 point, so he multiplied that by three, 3 points. I think he didn't play in one game. I'm getting it mixed up.
Oh, yeah, no, he did. I think he didn't play one, and then he got a yellow in the other.
That's right. That's right. He got a yellow. And he basically ended up with 3 points with a triple captain on him. But then you look at people when they triple captained him, he'd scored like two back-to-back hat-tricks at the end of the year. You know, he was in the form of his life. But then he got injured. And for me, had he not got injured, I probably would have triple captained him as well.
Mm.
But that a lot of people I know of, a lot of seasoned FPL managers,
they bought in on actually, that.
Exactly.
Well, it was a great contrarian play. I mean, because the kind of industry advice was wait till late in the season when we know more. It was a great way to boost your rank early. And I have always felt it's easier to hold on to your rank than to climb. I don't know why. That's just. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. That's just my kind of feeling.
I think it is true, actually, because if you go with a template team, if you go with a template captain pick, you're more likely to hold rank. Whereas if you take a risky approach with a differential and you want to climb, it's not always going to work. So I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm sure you've experienced this in other things. When I do stuff over with Toga. And we do like mock drafts or experts league, you'll notice some moves are like expert moves for experts. It's not really applicable advice to people that are playing outside of those leagues. And that, cause I'm obviously way in my head about my end of season thing. I think it's going to work out well, but I could be wrong. It's really easy to get in your own head, with these kind of things. And I think maybe the early triple captain was that, although, I mean, if you look at, what was it, Swansea and West Ham, you were probably pretty confident about those two teams. I think West Ham had just changed managers. Didn't the Moyes change happen in January as well? So, yeah.
Both teams were in a horrible situation around that.
Yeah, time. Swansea looked like they were bound to go down at the time. Yes. Only with the wonderful appointment of Carvajal. Wow.
Struggling.
Yeah. Have they turned around? But yes, so what you're saying is if people don't have their triple captain, how should they play the rest of the year?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you don't have the triple captain, and again, it depends what the situation is with their teams right now. You know, option one with no triple captain, you can wildcard now or in game week 33, pay the bench boost in double game week 34. And instead of triple captaining, obviously they can't in 37, they can pay the free hit in game week 37. Even that's an option then.
Yeah, just get 11 players that are doubling in.
Absolutely. You know, there's no harm in doing that because again, it's just a different take on it. It provided that they have the free hit, which I assume they would. Another option is that they could, you know, like yourself, wildcard in game week 36 for double game week 37, and they can play their free hit in double game week 34.
Yeah,
that's another. You know, it's not the end of the world if you don't have your triple captain chip. And, you know, let's look at history. You know, I remember when the triple captainship first became available to us, I triple captained Romelu Lukaku, 2 points, 2 points. You know, it was a complete disaster for me. So, you know, they might have failed with their triple captainships in January, but there's no guarantee that a player is going to score goals if you triple captain them. It's not like a magic. It's not like a magic spell that, oh, right, they score a goal or two in each match. So, you know, there is still a big risk. So there's plenty that those teams can do. But having said all of that, of course, they're at a disadvantage if they captain Kane with his 3 points, unless the triple captain popular pick later on this season also fails. But, busts, you know,
yeah.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not indeed. But, I mean, you make a good point that we are largely talking about the benefits of potential points. They obviously are not on the board yet. And that's all FPL is. I saw you actually tweet out the other day, basically like, this is how you win your season. It's like, minimize risk, take advantage of double game week, stuff like that. And the point of statistics in fantasy and most fantasy strategy is just optimizing your potential points. You can one of the things that I've always loved about fantasy and then hated when it goes against me is you can make the right call and be wrong and the wrong call and be right.
Yes.
Because it's still a game. It's still largely random. We try to make as much sense of it as we can. And I'd like to think that with all the strategizing that we do and the stats work that you and I do, that it gives us a better chance. And that's why we love doing shows, is to share that information with you guys. But I'm sure you've noticed, based on the tweets I get, they're like, you told me to buy so-and-so and he's garbage. That happens. And as a weird aside, remember to have fun. Like it's easy to make work out of it, especially for those of us for whom it is literally work. But the point of fantasy is to have fun. So if you can, try to own players that you like from your own team that you know you're going to watch. It makes it more fun than just looking at your points team every week and just being like, oh, they did well. And you learn so much more from watching the matches as well. This was a weird aside. That's what you were saying without triple captain. I think it's a very good idea, free hitting in either 34 or 37. Would you recommend them focusing on, hopefully we'll know by the end of this week, focusing on whichever week has more double game week teams, or would you be looking more at the matchups?
So my logic would dictate that it depends on the fixtures as well. But also a really important point I want to mention here is, you know, the league title will hopefully be wrapped up in April with United and City match. So there's going to be a lot of variables just because a team has easy fixtures. It doesn't mean they're going to, you know, start all their best players for those games as well if they've got Champions League commitments or FA Cup commitments. So with the chips, you know, I will base it on the form of the player and also players and also on the difficulty of the fixture. But I want to give a really good example right now in my draft wildcard squad as it stands. I've got no Manchester City players right now. Why? Because I've got a feeling if the league is wrapped up with the Manchester derby in April, I think Guardiola's going to do a lot of rotation, focus on the Champions League, and you know the likes of Aguero, Sterling, they may not play regularly in the league. You know, what's the point of burning them out in the league when they're still in the Champions League? So you need to also factor that in as well, big time, because ultimately there will be rotation for those sorts of teams. And also, you know, teams that are safe from relegation, you know, they've got there's this notion that they're, you know, they're already on the beach. They may not play to their optimum levels. Sometimes, not sometimes, but also another one of my priorities would be those teams that are struggling right now, but are actually, you know, fighting their way from the bottom. I would focus on those players and also those teams further up that are near Champions League places that want to secure, you know, second, third or fourth. You know, those sorts of players interest me as well. Again, it's not just about the situation on paper. You've got to look at what's happening outside of FPL and also what the motivations are at this time of the season. There are so many variables that you've got to factor in. So it's not just a case of what the fixtures are, but, you know, what is their wider situation as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We already talked about if you don't have your free hit, because that was my original strategy. We talked about if you don't have your triple captain yet. What should people do if they don't have a wild card left at all? Is that when you're saying just free hit in 34, 37?
So if you don't have a wild card, you've got you're ultimately, you know, let's say you've got your free hit, you've got your triple captain. You know, the triple captainship, you can use double game week 37. You could free hit you could use it in 34, and then you could take hits. I think you're in a predicament if you don't have a wild card, to be perfectly honest with you, because you're then stuck. Your team is going to be very different to how it is in double game week 34, blank game week 35, and double game week 37. So what I would say is that if you don't have a wild card, take hits to buy players that have at least two game weeks, if that makes sense. You're going to have to take hits, and there's no question about it. Yeah. But the sooner you take those hits, the better. You know, it's your investment. And invest in those players. Like I've said, you know, just as a reminder, Kevin, from my understanding, Brighton, Chelsea, Leicester, United, Southampton and Tottenham should have at least two double game weeks. Again, I would focus on those players early on for double game week 34. So the intention is that I'll take my hits. You know, if I didn't have a wild card, I'd take hits in 32 and or 33, mm-hmm. build for 34, build for 37, free hit in 35. Yeah. You see where I'm coming at? That's one way of doing it, but you're going to have to do a minus 8 or a minus 12.
Yeah, that's early interesting. On. Conversely, kind of, what I was talking about before about mitigating damage, what you could do is build to 35 and free hit in 34 so that you've already built your game week 35 blank game week team and then free hit 34 with all your doubles. And then if you can manage to get people that double in 37, that'd be great. Although also worth mentioning with Brighton, you do want them more if you don't have a wild card and so you only get to really focus on one of these double game weeks. If you're going for Brighton players, you definitely want to go in 34 when they'd have Palace and one of City and Tottenham as opposed to 37 where they'd have United and City or Tottenham.
Absolutely. Again, it's prioritizing on that front. But with that approach, again, if you again, I get what you're saying, attacking for blank game week 35 and free hit and double game week 34, but then the preparation needs to be done for double game week 37. And I still strongly believe that in that situation without a wild card, just it's best to take those hits early. But again, what you've suggested is an alternative there, which is also worth considering.
Yeah, it's. I realize that this has been deep into fantasy theory today, and hopefully you guys were able to keep up. If not, of course, you can find us both on Twitter. I think that's a good place to wrap for today with all that strategy talk done. Any parting thoughts?
I just want to finish it on this note, actually, that look, this part of the FPL season epitomizes that this game is a marathon, not a sprint. And of course, like Kevin was saying, you know, have fun. You know, it's not the end of the world if you don't get the points that you want. It's all a game at the end of the day. So enjoy it. And I wish you all the best.
Yeah, as we always say on the show, best of luck to you, unless you're in our mini leagues. Thanks to you so much for coming on. I want you to tell the folks where they can find you.
Yep, you can find me on Twitter at FPL Hints and on my blog, FPLHints.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great speaking with you as always, and we hope you keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.